Right now, it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works, with two thrift shops, one in Carrboro, the other one in Chapel Hill. That Chapel Hill thrift shop is closing, but they are still accepting donations there until November 29th. They'll be closing in mid-December. Check their Facebook page for donation hours. The thrift shop in Carrboro is staying open and actually expanding its hours coming up soon, so they're still accepting donations as well. And beginning in December, that Carrboro thrift shop will be open 7 days a week alongside an online thrift shop that's going to be launching soon. So a lot of great ways to shop with Community Works and donate to a really amazing cause here in our community. Joined for Kids Q by Allie Evans and AJ Aaron Johnson for Kids Q today. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy early Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are your plans? Limited, probably.
Yeah. I think, so my husband and I are staying home, tomorrow. I think it might be a good day to decorate for Christmas.
Oh, that is a really good idea. Yeah.
Because it's like Thanksgiving, the judgy people who say you can't decorate before Thanksgiving will be okay with
it. But after that, you can,
but it's
right?
rare yeah. that we actually, like, Thanksgiving always kind of feels like you're going all day because our family lives nearby, so we're driving home, so... I think I'm going to decorate.
But now you're
out,
so you can
tomorrow.
Decorate. I like it. I need more Christmas decorations. Like, I don't have many. And so, therefore, like, it almost doesn't make sense to put them up because there's so few. But if
so
I had more,
so here's what you
got to
do this year. Mm-hmm. Don't buy any this year.
Right.
And then tell yourself to go shopping
right.
for Christmas decorations after Christmas.
After Christmas,
because
right,
they'll all
of
be
course.
On sale. And then you can literally, with the tags on in the bags, put them in your storage. And it'll be like you have brand new
you're
stuff next
ready
year
to go.
That you got
I like it.
70%.
Just wrap
off.
Them in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
just like
yeah,
their
so
presents
like,
next Christmas. Are going to be your
yeah.
Christmas decorations.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Yes.
Or birthday present for myself mm. next year because that's October, so I open up and, ooh, I got
look,
Christmas decorations.
Look, I got decorations. Christmas decorations.
And
I wanted
I can
this
put them
all
up.
Year.
Ah, good idea. Yes. All right, and that's Kids Q. Everyone, good night.
Yes.
All right,
have
is
a good
everyone
night.
Is everyone ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, here is today's Kids Q question. Gather around the radio and get thinking about Thanksgiving dinner because today's question is, what is the superior Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh, well... Shout out to Elle Karras because she prepared us for this.
She did prepare us for this.
If you see today's staff picks on chapelboro.com, we actually all answered this question.
Which will be going live tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
so
yep.
Then.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Well,
but,
you're going
yeah,
to get a preview of my
head
answer.
To, head to chapelboro.com
to
tomorrow.
The content release.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Well, this is why you listen to the radio, to get, like, breaking
yeah,
news. Breaking news,
first.
Hashtag breaking
you'll know
news.
You'll know my superior side dish before you even read it.
There you go.
It's stuffing, always and forever.
Yeah.
I would marry stuffing if they asked. It's just, it's like everything good about the holidays and family and warm and cozy and all put together in a side dish.
I like it.
That's actually kind of scary if you think about what goes into making stuffing, and then apparently her family's in there, but we're going to let that go.
Oh, just let it be, like, nice and festive.
Are you a gravy with stuffing person, or
no.
are you... Stuffing
no,
by
just
itself.
Regular stuffing. Yeah.
Mm. You don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
You do if it makes it faster.
Yeah, you do. All right, how about you?
I'm going to have to go with the, like, roasted candied apple kind of things.
Okay.
There's a different word for it, but I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. But it's like, you know, it's the
like
apples.
Cinnamon
with the
apples.
Cinnamon apples. That's
yeah.
the word
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, cinnamon apples. I'm a huge
I'm
fan.
A big fan of that.
Anytime you can work in dessert and still call,
and
it,
call it
part
a side.
Of the meal, and then you still get
have dessert.
Dessert.
I
yeah.
have not.
That's a superior move.
I haven't
AJ.
Been to Cracker Barrel in months. That's where I get the cinnamon apples. Like every time
oh,
we're
yeah,
on a
no,
road trip,
straight
we
up.
Go to
I
Cracker Barrel
and
get cinnamon apples.
Really good cinnamon apples.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'll have to make some and bring them in for you guys.
Please do. All right, so my answer to the question when it was presented as a staff picks question, and by the way, check chapelboro.com tomorrow because we'll have all of our staff picks up on the website. And if you get our newsletter, which by the way, if you go to chapelboro.com, click on newsletter on the top menu bar, you can sign up for the newsletter, get it tomorrow, and you'll get all of our staff picks that way. You'll get all of our answers. But the way that we were talking about it in our discussion was don't count the obvious ones like the mashed potatoes or gravy or or pumpkin pie or whatever. So what's like a slightly non-traditional, or maybe it's traditional but it's not constantly present, side dish? And my answer to that was green bean casserole, which is a classic traditional Thanksgiving side, but not one that's just automatically at every single table. But I like it. I like the green beans. I like the crunchy onions on top and the cream sauce.
I feel like green bean casserole is at every... You should come to my family's Thanksgiving next
year.
Maybe
we have green bean casserole, but...
I can make it without a recipe at this point.
Yeah.
That's how often we have it.
You say that and I say that, but AJ wrinkled his nose when I said green bean casserole, so I assume it's not at your Thanksgiving table.
Oh, no, it's there.
Okay.
It's AJ just doesn't eat it.
But if we're taking just all sides, like not counting turkey, what is your favorite side dish? Then pumpkin pie, I think, for me.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato pie is good. I think pumpkin pie is... I honestly really can't tell
not
the difference between the two.
Not a huge pumpkin fan?
I can't tell the difference between the two.
I mean, if you put enough brown sugar into it, you're not going to know the difference.
Brad is a huge, huge proponent of spice cake, but he hates carrot cake. And I'm like, I cannot tell the difference between the two. And I feel the same way about spice pumpkin pie.
It's all got to do with the amount of brown sugar and butter.
I think
fixes everything.
Does
pie count as a side dish? How did
sure.
we get here?
I mean, we got there through cinnamon apples is
there
how
are
we
rules,
got there.
People. AJ
not
has already put dessert on his Thanksgiving plate and then moved into pie.
But pumpkin
there
is
are rules.
Pumpkin is a vegetable.
Apples are a fruit. Like there's but he won't eat green bean casserole, which is also a vegetable.
Well, if pumpkin is a
You're
vegetable,
really the
then
one
technically,
breaking the rules.
Yeah.
Are you shocked by this?
No, I guess not. Especially when it comes to pie.
Hey, if you are driving around, try asking yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ and check out chapelboro.com tomorrow for all of the staff picks where we answer that question. And again, thanks to Al Karras for posing it to everyone earlier this week. AJ, Allie, thank you so much.
Thank you.